We are here to discuss a tragedy. The downing of a commercial airliner and the death of 298 innocent people. Men, women, and a staggering number of children lost their lives on their way to their holiday destinations, their homes, loved ones, or international obligations, such as an important HIV/AIDS conference in Australia. Since Thursday, I've been thinking, how horrible must have been the final moments of their lives when they knew the plane was going down. Did they lock hands with their loved ones? Did they hold their children close to their hearts? Did they look each other in the eyes one final time in a wordless goodbye? We will never know. The demise of almost 200 of my compatriots has left a hole in the heart of the Dutch nation. It's caused grief, anger, and despair. Grief for the loss of the loved ones. Anger for the outrage of the downing of a civilian airplane. And despair after witnessing the excruciatingly slow process of securing the crash site and recovering the remains of the victims. Imagine that you first get the news that your husband was killed, and then within 2 or 3 days you see images of some thug removing the wedding band from their hands. Just imagine that this could be your spouse. Images of children's toys being tossed around, luggage being opened, and passports of children being shown on television. They are turning our grief and mourning into anger of a whole nation. Grief, 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 grief. Mourning, 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 mourning. Anger, anger, anger. We owe it to the victims. We owe it to justice. We owe it to humanity. Please, provide full cooperation so that justice can be served. We will not rest until all facts are known and justice is served. I hope the world will not have to witness this again anytime in the future.